I remember that when I started, which was back in the last millennium, not just back in the last century, can you imagine it? We were being told and convinced that people originated from apes. But I remember such an ironical case, which I didn't witness, but anyway, when a teacher asked a pupil, "Do you know where people originated from?" He said, "Yes, I did." "Did you understand that people originated from apes?" He said, "Maybe you originated from apes, but I originated from my parents." And the poor teacher didn't know what to do after such an answer. Indeed, they tried to convince people of it. It's such an interesting thing. Why do we want so much to bring people to Earth? Do you remember our high-flown great poetry? Do you remember the inner fights of Anna Akhmatova throughout her life, from her early youth and to the last days of her life? Indeed, this was an inner fight, and many of our poets wrote about it. There are two souls in my breast, and they are trying to get apart. So what are these two souls? What do we mean? Are there two souls in a person? No, one, just there is just one soul. If you ever read the New Testament or the Gospel or the Epistle written by Christ's disciples, just take a look what they were telling us about, that indeed a person has the animal origin as well as the heavenly origin, which calls us to heaven, and those two origins are called carnal and spiritual. So there are two origins, and it's interesting how they interact. Indeed, they're in a constant fight. The example of Anna Akhmatova is the one which illustrates very well this everlasting fight. Do you know an interesting phrase by our prominent Russian philosopher of the end of the 19th century, Vladimir Solovyov? He said that at a certain period of our life, the one that you are going through right now, he called this period the fatal age. At this age, so it is so strange. What was he talking about? He said something very interesting. Both heaven and earth and hell are watching a person with special attention at the fatal time when a person is getting eros. So it is very interesting. What eros? If you studied the philosophy of the ancient Greece, you know that he was a god of love who turned now into something different. Now this word means something different, but at first it was the god of love. And at this age, and why is this time fatal? It seems it is amazing. What can be better? What age can be better? What can be better? And he explains it. Indeed, it is the fatal age. Why? What is the problem? Why did he call it fatal? What serious is going on here? There is a great image that is being offered. It is as follows. It turns out that every person, from their birth, are given as a closed bud, something, and you don't know what will come out of it, but this fatal age, this bud gets open, and a flower gets out, and it's like a beautiful cup full of something that was being drunk by the Olympic gods. It is full of the divine nectar. It is the nectar of love. Indeed, at this age, this bud gets open and it turns out to be a flower, and you can enjoy it to the greatest extent, but in the same way, you can just throw it away, and you are given a full cup of love, but you can act differently. You can drink it all, and you can just splash it. Splash it here and there, sprinkling it where people are walking with their dirty shoes, and you will trample down this priceless nectar. So you should realize what I am talking about. If we turn to the tradition, which is the topic of our meeting here today, and we are talking about innovations which are taking place. When we are talking about it, we can see the tradition of the ancient Rus. And please read about it. I see that you are interested in it. You can just read how the main event of every person took place. It was the marriage when the two people first became one. What was before it? It was a great festivity, and it was a great joy indeed. And this moment of this union, this marriage, was an amazing event which was for life, because before marriage neither him nor her splashed this cup somewhere, nowhere, to anybody. So we happen to forget about the great tradition of our people. This is the tradition which lasted for thousands of years, which we can sum up in one single word: chastity. So here is the cup of love which every person has, and this cup fulfills our soul, and then when indeed these both who have full cups, when they get united, it is the festivity of love and happiness. There was a tradition which ended in great marriages. Do you remember the marriages in villages? Oh my God, it was amazing. It wasn't like now, you know, we should invite him, her, and them. I don't want to invite. So in a village, everyone was invited. Anyone who just happened to go by, they also were guests, and it was a great festivity for everyone. Indeed, so here they started to drink the full cup of love in their lives. It was the tradition. Indeed, the marriages were so strong, and they were being protected. And what about the innovations today? Just take a look. Just let's take a look what is going on today. What else do we need to tell after this? Everything has been turned into the animal lifestyle instead of life, instead of real love. We just happen to forget that love can be found in a person's heart, and it was the love that a person was ready to sacrifice everything for, even their life. You can read the novel Silver Night by Alexei Tolstoy. It is a very interesting novel, and you can just take a look at how great there the real life situation is described, and the image of the Silver Night is so beautiful. Yes, there was the tradition. Indeed, it was the real beauty indeed. And what do we have as the opposite option? You can just switch on the TV and you will watch. What will you watch there? It is the mockery. Мокери regarding everyone and especially women, because you can say, please get undressed now, and you will be told, are you crazy? But really, but what has been done everywhere? So let's just take the TV, the internet, the magazines, the advertisement, the newspapers, and we are being fed with this. This being inflicted on us. They are trying to take this fortress. And you know, Russia is something that is trying to get opposed to it. We have just some remains of this chastity and conviction, and the conviction that this life is not over after this short decades get over, but we have eternal life in front of us, and we should think about it. And why do we still have it? Only because we still have Orthodoxy that still tells us about the God's commandments, which tell us that love is the utmost value. Orthodoxy speaks of our heart, of our soul, and not of the dirt that you can find at every corner today. So this is the fatal age indeed, which comes. And you know at what age it comes. It is natural. And what can be happening? There is an episode, a hotel, and I heard it from a person who lived before the revolution. It was in a hotel, in the hall of the hotel. And there are great paintings to the right and to the left. And at one painting, you can see the beauty, the sunlight, a lot of young men and women dressed in festive dressings with torches, and you can just feel what great music there is from that painting. And you look to the opposite side, and what can you see there? The torches have been put out there somewhere on the ground. It's twilight. And there on the ground, the bodies which are intertwined. So such a smart person was able to create these two paintings in a hotel here. Please take a look. What do you want? This beauty or this dirt? It is amazing. I wish this could happen more often, and we could see such artwork more often, so that we could realize what happens to a person at this fatal age. So here a person has to decide what they pick, the real beauty, or just simply the instincts from the animal life. That's what a person is facing, and indeed it has a great meaning for the vector of life of this person. And we realize that indeed, if we think about the sense of our life, if we think about the understanding that the Orthodox says that our life lasts just for some time, and we don't know at which moment this will come to an end. We don't know, but really, it is easy to think that this is just an exam that we are taking here, and like we have to enter some university, we have to get ready here, we need to pass an exam in order to have something next. And the Orthodox says that our earthly life is our free choice, nobody is making us do anything, so we have to pick the real vector of our life, and this choice will determine our future. It will be our real future, not just some fairy tales. These are not fairy tales. We have so many facts today, and we have a lot of literature. We can read about our afterlife, because there is life after death, and there is a lot of literature on it, and it turns out that here we live like in some fog or like at night, and we don't know what will happen next, and you know how we can estimate something, and we don't know anything, what is true or not, but there everything will come to the light, everything will be revealed, all our thoughts, all our moods, all our actions, and we will see all of it in front of our conscience and in front of God. And God is the Spirit, and the conscience that is present in every person is the voice of God, and via our mind and will and heart and conscience, God speaks to us, and the innovations that are inflicted on our country and on our people today because of the perestroika that we had, and this false understanding of the freedom, which is believed to be that you can do anything you wish despite of your conscience. So where is this coming from? So who benefits from it? Why should people get corrupted? Why can't we watch movies about chastity, about courageous and merciful people? Why can't we see it on our TV? Why is the only thing we can watch is dirt? Let's think about it. We know a tree by its fruit, and now we can see a lot of fruit. So who is this tree, and who benefits from this? Who inflicts and forces this dirt on all of us, and this is an everlasting flow? And they are trying to get us convinced of something, and they are trying to get our nature and personality perverted, and that's what is going on, and that is being done consciously. So this is a conscious process. So now we are facing the choice. And why are we facing the choice? Because we are living our fatal time when both heaven and earth and hell
are
watching us very attentively at this time when a person has the process, the ongoing process inside them, when this bud is getting out and is opening and a flower comes out of it, and anything can be done to it. So this can be an amazing flower, or it can be thrown away as some trash. So this is the latest innovation that we face now, and there is corruption under the hypocritical flag of freedom.
And
this is one of the most serious threats and one of the most disgusting innovations which take place today and which are the reality that we face. But every person has both reason and conscience. People often ask, how should I act according to God's will? The answer is very simple. You have reason and conscience. You should act according to them, and you should listen to them. And this is the crossroads of the two lines. And this is the answer to the question about God's will. And even if my silly reason or mind makes a mistake, God will correct this mistake, but it depends on me if I act honestly and if I act according to my conscience. So these are the thoughts that we have when we are coming up to the holiday of the Nativity of Christ, the upcoming Christmas.